In the first place, it is necessary to understand the depth and force of Israeli anger. Israel's prime minister emphasized that Israel viewed it as an attack, an act of war by the Lebanese state, because the Lebanon has so far declined to carry out UN Security Council Resolution 1559, which called upon it to disarm all armed organizations or militias, or in some cases actually terrorist organizations operating on Lebanese soil, including Hezbollah.
But why has Hezbollah launched these attacks?
Hezbollah, as an armed organization, derives its legitimation in the Lebanese streets, so to speak, from its self-portrayal as being in the forefront of the all-Arab, all-Islamic, and specifically Lebanese Shiite armed struggle against Israel. It can therefore not afford to let too much time pass without launching some sort of operation to justify its continued existence, which it must also justify to its sponsors. It is financed and armed by Iran.
Where is all of this going?
Well, nowhere particularly. We've been in this movie before, so to speak. And these exchanges of fire and destruction between Israel and Lebanon have happened repeatedly over recent decades, and it is reasonable to assume that eventually, after further bloodshed and destruction, God forbid, some sort of truce will be achieved and some sort of calm will return until the next time.